flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Dooby dooby doo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is its third week at number one, Die With a Smile. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. I was looking this week to see if Shaboozy was going to maybe be able to get that 20th week. He was number two last week, and I thought, maybe they'll switch. This one stayed, and Shaboozy's fallen to, like, number four.
Dude is history. It's okay.
Yeah. No, he made history, too. I mean, he tied for the most
number one for
weeks,
a long time.
19 weeks. It's great. Still, though, you know, lightning.
But Bruno's got that song out and the Appa-Tappa-Tappa song.
And there's a countdown on Lady Gaga's social media. I think it's like maybe we're 4 days away from some kind of announcement about her next record. And as you mentioned yesterday, we don't, I believe that the Oscar nominations, if they're not already in progress, they must be going to happen soon. Cause usually they started at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. I think
we checked earlier and they hadn't started, but, we checked really earlier. So we'll try and get a little roundup going for that. But for the Razzies, Joker Folie à Deux got hammered. And you made a very good point. Nobody, all the little monsters are like, we don't care if that movie's bad. We love our Lady Gaga. None of that gets on her.
She's going to wash it right off of her.
Yeah. Okay. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I can't wait to walk out naked in my backyard and hang up my robe and get in my hot tub and just take a long soak. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for this to happen. John and I are standing out there yesterday. Right now, there's like this old janky pond and these like really ratty looking lily pads and a bad fountain. I'm like, I can't wait. Can't wait to clean this up and have a delightful, inviting spa tub. Oh, anyway, you too can start this year off with wellness and relaxation at Creative Energy, creativeenergy.com. Yesterday, I was frothing about them. You might have heard me. And I guess, I don't know who this guy is, but one of the higher-ups sent me an email. They clearly have my email. And he's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I heard from so many people that you were talking about the hot tubs.
Radio Works.
Radio Works, people. Creative Energy. Happy to be in bed with you, in your hot tub with you. Anyway, there's that. Our first story is about the CB Strike TV show. So J.K. Rowling, who does not, people think whatever you want about her. I'm all about like, hate the artist, love the art. I don't agree with some things I've heard her say, but I also absolutely love Harry Potter. And I absolutely love these books that she's written under the pen name Robert Galbraith. So you can text us and yell at us, but, you know, art, I'm just taking it at art, that the value of art, that the value that this art gives me. And I know you love these books as well. There are, I believe there are 7 books now, and they've done the first 5 on in a TV show called CB Strike, which is the main character's name. His name is Cormoran Strike. And he was a character that you just love, and his partner and in his private eye business, Robin. And it's an HBO show. And the 6th season premiere is tonight. And the 6th season is The Ink Black Heart, which is, I think it's my favorite of all the books. I did really like this, the most recent one, but I really like that because of the whole cult thing.
Oh God, I love that so much.
I know, it's really good. That's a really good one too. But I think The Ink Black Heart was my favorite, but I will say so much of what happens in The Ink Black Heart happens on social media. It's going to be really interesting to see how they handle it. So I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. They did the last season that they did was also kind of it was a confusing story. It was about the lady who she was a doctor and she just, nobody ever saw her again. She just disappeared one night.
Oh, so, you know what? I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, you don't. Oh, I'm surprised that you don't. They do a great job.
No, I've seen some of the early ones. I haven't seen any of the new ones. So like I've seen who they cast and I think Robin, they did a good job with her and he's a little off in my opinion, but okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched, they've gone a long way. They're plowing through the books.
They really are.
In the seasons and I'm not anywhere near it.
Yeah. So this, I thought they've just really rushed the 5th book. A lot of stuff that was even a little bit slightly or murkier, like, oh, how did they figure that out in the book? They just didn't even answer the questions. They just like jumped over it. So it'll be interesting to see if you ever do watch it. But anyway, I'm super psyched because I love these shows. I think they do a good job with them. And I really liked The Ink Black Heart. So if you've read the Cormoran Strike books by J.K. Rowling's pseudonym, I guess, Robert Galbraith. Isn't that the word? Is that the word I'm looking for? Just another pen name.
I am currently trying to catch up on Severance. And so.
Oh, you went back to the first season.
I went back to the first season. I know the new season's out. I'm rewatching it, which I think.
Are you able to fast forward some parts of it or?
I could if I wanted to, but I'm just letting it roll and I'm not giving it my 100% of my attention, right. But I was in bed and just hit play on it. And there's a lot that I'm now seeing that I didn't see the first time.
Mm.
So I realize, like, was that during the pandemic?
Yeah, well,
I don't know, but
close enough, right? I mean,
I guess. Well, anyway, I'm rewatching it and I'm definitely seeing things and I'm starting to formulate. I think I know what's going on here.
Oh. And do you? Okay.
So I'm sort of like,
so you're saying having seen the whole thing and knowing sort of what happens at the end, you're getting a better grip.
I'm rewatching it and I'm seeing more things that I went, oh, I forgot all about that. Oh, I don't even know if I paid attention to that.
I'm just letting you know the Oscar list is out and you have it on your prep sheet.
Okay, thank you. I could not read what you wrote there.
I'm sorry.
He's holding up notes for me. I'm like, Oscius, Oscius.
In English, Holmes.
Yeah.
Oscar.
All right. You know what? I'll look at it at 8 o'clock. I'll hit some of the Oscar nominations and stuff and try and get a roundup going for you. If you like The White Lotus, and I do, the first 2 seasons I thought were great. Both of them, each in their own way. That first season is just epic. And then by the time you're done with the second season, you're like, this is incredible. The thing about this is it set at a different, it's almost like if the 4 seasons was like a hotel chain that's like a high-end hotel chain. This White Lotus is a hotel chain that has locations in all these fabulous places. So they're able to move, but it means that there's the only similarity is that they take place at this same hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new cast each time. And I like some of the people that are in this new cast. It starts on February 16th and they've already gotten a season 4 pickup from HBO. So people, they must really like this and think it's going to do well. I, for one, am definitely going to jump right on it. It's always a little, it's like a mystery, like who died, at least it was the first couple times. And we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens with it. But The White Lotus is coming back on February 16th. Zero Day. I got an official trailer here for you. This is Robert De Niro's first TV series. It's called Zero Day. They are saying, let me see if I can find you a quick thing here. It's a zero-day trailer. I put it up at the ceremony Facebook page. It sets a grim scene for what is called a zero-day event, a cyber attack that exploits vulnerability. Wolf Blitzer appears with a CNN breaking news update of sheer panic in this trailer. The country's been hit with widespread technology outages. Computers have been hijacked. And Robert De Niro is the former U.S. president named George Mullen, and they pull him back in. They pull him in. He's an expert on some of this stuff, or they feel that they need him, or something's going on with the president. I don't know how it works. He's not playing the current president. He's a former U.S. president.
That's right up your alley. For me, that's an avoid at all costs. Oh, it's a far too close to real life
that
I don't. Yeah, I don't want
to.
No thanks.
So this is his first television show. I probably will watch some of it. I liked the trailer. That looks tense.
I wasn't around when everyone voted to turn everything onto computers and get rid of paper, and just we've all just become that.
Yeah. Well,
I wasn't there for that vote.
It's
going
to be hard when the electricity goes off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't get a say in that, and now we're stuck with this new deal, which
is buy gold, everyone.
There's no such thing as a little savings account book that you get stamped when you drop your deposit off.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What a weird thing.
Yes.
And if you lost that, it was like all your money was gone. That was that.
Well, I don't think like that that's the case, but anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't, that's very too real, the De Niro story.
Oprah's in the, anyway, the trailer for that is up. And actually, I think I put up a few trailers today, so you can go check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If we talk about it on the show, it's on there. Oprah Winfrey is talking about, you know, she's on one of those GLP-1 drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one she's on, but she's. She did a big special on them, and you know, she's looking good. And she's
They work. People like them.
They do work. So she's taking one of those, and it made her realize, it says here, what she's gotten wrong all these years about thin people. She says, "I thought thin people had more willpower. They ate better foods. They were able to stick to it longer. They never had a potato chip. And then I realized the very first time I took the GLP-1 that they're not even thinking about it. They're eating when they're hungry and they're stopping when they're full."
Mm.
Oprah used to think that weight loss drugs were basically the easy way out, but that's changed for her. She says, "I realize I've been blaming myself all these years for being overweight, and I have a predisposition that no amount of willpower is going to control. Obesity is a disease. It's not about willpower. It's about your brain." So there you go. If you're, you know, I hear ads all the time now because these drugs are expensive, and you can go online to an online doctor and they'll prescribe them to you if your regular primary won't give them to you. But you're going to pay for them. And there are ways around that. And for some people, that's the way.
Oprah has most definitely spent a giant portion of her life / career talking about her weight.
And publicly battling
it. I don't even watch her show. Didn't watch her show. Don't watch her show. I'm very familiar with her weight struggle.
Yes.
Because it's a big part of her show.
Well, and so many people, not just women, people relate to that. Like I've said it a million times. I'm kind of like a dog. If there's food in front of me, it's what I'm thinking about. I would love to not be thinking about that. And apparently, according to Oprah, you thin people, you don't think about it that much. You don't have more willpower.
I don't
You're
like.
You're just not thinking about it.
I really don't like food like you do.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't get enough food.
I do not find myself going,
I'll fantasize about it.
Blueberry jelly on a piece of toast. But you know what it needs? A little crushed salt. Mm. Like I don't. Mm. I don't. Mm. I don't. Mm.
But you know what I need to do is not be hungry for that. That just is not, you know, I try to be a good girl, Vin. You know, I eat my hard boiled eggs. Try to have those.
That's your good girl food?
That's good girl food.
Okay.
Like, of course, I do roll that in salt.
Right.
Well,
I don't think the salt.
I have low blood pressure. I'm not worried about it.
And you don't put pepper on it?
I sometimes I would, but not really. I don't need that.
It's got to have the salt.
It's got to have the salt. Oh, my God. I would never eat an egg without salt. I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah. Scrambled eggs?
Salt.
But
a little pepper.
But doesn't need pepper. Needs salt. No. Doesn't need pepper.
I do love, I like, especially on a fried egg. I like a fried egg, salt and pepper, sourdough toast.
I'm really so hungry.
I know. I've really come around to sourdough. I used to not like sourdough at all.
Incredible.
My son was making sourdough for a while. And so, of course, you know, someone makes bread in your house, you're like, yes, I will have some of that. And it just has grown on me to the point where I'm like, why would anyone eat bread that wasn't sourdough? Like, what's the point of that?
I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked because, right, sourdough's delicious. And you might, you know, they're especially saying it into a mic. Some say sourdough is the best possible bread you could eat for your health.
Right. Not a bunch of sugar. You know, the other thing, when I think about sourdough, I think about Michael Sourdough. How you doing, Sam Raphael? Yo, late. That place, they call it Michael Sourdough, but I'm like, I've never thought that those, they just seem like really nice rolls that they're cooking fresh right there. Mm-hmm. And I've never really, like, they don't scream sourdough to me, do they to you?
It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure. Oh. I may need to go up and for a reminder.
If we wind up doing this Johnny Mosley thing, maybe I'll go grab us all lunch.
I texted with him yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Great.
I told him to, you know, help us out. Check this kid out. Do us a favor. Make sure he can string two sentences together. Yeah. I don't want to bore our audience.
Yeah, exactly.
The person who goes, no. No.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, we know. We want someone exciting. Yes. Well, Johnny knows. I mean, Johnny's a great interview because he just blah, 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 blah.
I actually said to him, and it might have sounded like I was, you know, slurping him, which I probably was because I'm a fan, but I was saying, you're a perfect example of an athlete that was able to keep things going because you can be, you get it.
Fun and interesting.
Right. And he was like, I will talk to him.
And playful.
And find out. Right. And I know some of you are like, what the hell? We are maybe going to talk to the kid that rode the biggest wave off the coast here of California.
I think he broke the Guinness World Record. Like, it's 108 feet, I think, or 106 feet, whatever it is. It's like 108.
I don't know
wave.
If it is or it isn't. But either way, what that guy did was a feat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's superhuman.
It happened right down the street.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, it's a huge deal. And so we're talking about it. But either way, maybe if you come
no
up
one
and,
around
if you do the
here,
thing up at my house, I'll go pick up Michael Sourdough.
No one around here loves surfing more than me, but I also know that surfers can sometimes not string two sentences together, and then you are
Whoop-ah!
Stuck. You are just stuck.
Well, and I have to bite my tongue because I don't want to be, you know, using all my incredible surfer lingo around him or anything, so I'll do my best.
You're right. We do always say cowabunga,
that,
dude.
Yes. Thanks, Chad.
Really?
coming up, are we there yet?
We're not
okay.
At all. No.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, how do we get here?
I don't know, but I
we're
oh,
talking
because
about
you
food,
brought up Johnny Mosley,
sourdough,
and then
yes.
I was like, I
said, I'll pick up sourdough
right,
sandwiches if we do that up at my house.
Good
okay.
job.
I love the movie When Harry Met Sally, but I literally have not seen it since it first came out. Yeah, I love it. I thought, I was like, that was a great movie. I thought that Meg Ryan was just so charming and Billy Crystal, very unexpected as a love interest. Like, I really wanted them to be together. Really great chemistry. You know, that's the movie where she fakes an orgasm mm-hmm. in the diner and everybody says, I'll have what she's having. You know, that one. But that is, it's a good movie. I really liked it. This is the 36th anniversary of it. And apparently, which isn't like a milestone anniversary, not really.
No, it is. I had it in my diary.
Did you?
I'm celebrating today.
Oh, okay.
I'll rewatch it.
I see. How many times would you say you've seen it, Ben?
I'm kidding. I do know that that is, no.
Really?
I do know that was like her, like coming out as America's Sweetheart.
Mm.
Like that's the movie. Don't you think?
I really don't remember what she was hot at that time
because
she was doing those
surgeries.
Oh
and
yes,
it is,
she's young, she's
good
cute.
Looking as she's ever been in that movie.
I don't. I think that she did like that series of Tom Hanks movies after this one. This may be her big one. I
it
don't
was
really know
one of her breakout roles. Yeah.
Like what else was she doing around that time? Because there was the You Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, but I think those were all after.
Yeah, those all happened afterwards. When Harry Met Sally was 89 and like Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail were 93, 98. So,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was like the big, oh
it was
my
huge.
Gosh, she's now got the world by the you-know-whats.
Actually, yeah. The first thing you probably remember her from is Top Gun. She was Goose's wife.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Small role, though.
Very small
And then
role.
She went on to become.
But so adorable. They were like, well. Let's see how she does with Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
It was a very weird matchup that absolutely worked. Anyway, it's adorable. So it's the 36th anniversary, as Vinny has explained to me. He's keeping track of this thing.
Big fan.
Something's happening. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, by the way, they both posted the same photo. You know how you can share it on Instagram? And they have both had so much work done. But they are recognizable as themselves. Like, things have definitely calmed down for her. And he's just continued. You know, dudes have it a little easier. They don't have to plump their lips up. So Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, they both posted a photo of the two of them sitting on a couch together wearing clothing similar to their outfits in the movie. And Meg says, "It's finally happening. We're reuniting for something iconic. Can't wait to show you all soon." There's no word yet on what we're waiting for. My guess is the Super Bowl's right around the corner.
Oh, that, a commercial.
Right? That's what although wouldn't it be fun to check in with Harry Met Sally?
No, right? That sounds like I wouldn't have thought of that, but you're right.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of stuff about the Super Bowl commercials right now. So that's what I was thinking. But, and then there's this.
I wouldn't doubt that they recreate or do something off of I'll Have What She's
Why not,
Having.
Right?
Like, that is, you're right. That's the scene. At that time.
That is the scene.
Yep.
That's a funny scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we're waiting for, but we're just speculating at this point. By the way, this was, and this is another thing that I think is, I am an internet sleuth, and I think this is also a clue to a Super Bowl commercial. It was Billy's first ever post on Instagram. So he created an Instagram account and posted this on it. And people are trying to work that into contracts left and right.
Yes, they are.
In the world of celebrity and media.
For the record, my Instagram is not monetized at all whatsoever. Never made $1 or one penny off of my Instagram. So feel free to go there and enjoy or don't. But either way, it's not for money.
If we hold a product up on there, it's because we actually like it, not because no one's paying us to put anything. We've said, if you want to put an ad up, then put it on the Alice 973 Instagram. Mm-hmm. This is a commercial business.
Right.
But I'm not, I don't want to spam anybody. Ugh. Okay, so there you go. That's possibly a Super Bowl commercial, but I don't really know. There's something happening with them. And if you love Billy, Billy Crystal, he now has Instagram. So have at it. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Normal stuff in 2025 that will seem barbaric 50 years from now, and more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. You know, something great is happening when you see the phrase powered by Fremont Bank around the Bay Area. Fremont Bank and its foundation give back to local organizations year-round. Check out FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com.
Do it.
Another beautiful day ahead.
Oh, it's already.
Yesterday was spectacular and sparkly and blue and sunshiny, and another one today. In fact, sunny, and the highs will be almost up to 70 today, depending on where you're at.
Wow.
Warm.
That's a nice day.
That is Yeah, go outside if you can today. Take a walk during lunch.
Enjoy it. You'll love it.
Or, you know, whatever you can to get out there and breathe some fresh air. This is the time.
Yeah.
You know, later it'll either be too hot or smoky or
right.
whatever.
There's always something.
Something.
Yeah.
Right now.
If you
right.
get a 70 degree day today, take advantage.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. Let's see. I'll begin with this one that I started last break, and here's the conclusion. Actually, I barely started it. What's something normal to us in 2025 that by 2075 will be seen as barbaric? So 50 years from now, hopefully using your children to create content on social media so it can be monetized. And that is pretty piggy.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Your kids don't want to, you know, I mean, I get
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes they do want them.
Well, that's
Some
also part of the problem,
stars,
though.
Right.
I mean,
I agree.
Use plastic packaging for food all the time. Cutting food on plastic cutting boards, drinking from plastic straws, plastic bottles, plastic everywhere all the time.
Yeah, we need to change
plastics
the plastic.
Plastic's got to go away.
But plastic is
easy and abundant.
And
yes.
cheap, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I hope that's right.
I see a
Might
lot of people having made changes. If I go to Whole Foods, they have little bamboo type utensils.
Oh, nice.
They're not plastic anymore.
Right.
And there are others, but I mean, that's an example. And I absolutely prefer, if you're going to bottle water, use aluminum.
Sure.
Like, do us a favor. Right. It's just as easy.
I know. And you know, people are saying, the carton, the carton's lined with plastic.
Use aluminum.
At
what
least
is that?
It can
liquid
definitely
death?
Be.
You, like, right. There's the example of someone who just went, now we'll use aluminum.
Right.
Like, do that.
They're a big company now, Liquid Death. I mean, that was just sort of a novelty water thing, and they're everywhere now.
Yeah. They're kind of great when you're out because they kind of look like you're having a beer.
Oh.
They make it like that. Yeah. So not everybody's walking up going, why aren't you drinking?
Oh, I've got a problem with that. Let me explain it all to you. I love talking about it.
What's up normal to us in 2025 that by 2075 will seem barbaric? Animal captivity for entertainment.
Oh, like just zoos in general?
Drug dolphins in resorts. I didn't know they were drugging them, but okay. I mean, yeah, that's an example. The whales, you know, that perform tricks for food.
I don't know if that one will go away. I think we'll be so starved for like nature that will be something people pay a premium for.
That'll be that's what we will consider us bonding with nature.
Yes. I interacted with an animal. I don't know. I don't see that going away. People have always been fascinated by animals and animal experiences. But I mean, should it go away? You know, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Big giant killer whales and swimming pools.
This is making assumptions that we're actually somehow going to be better people at that point.
I think we are.
I don't think so. I think we're getting worse.
Spending multiple hours every day scrolling mindlessly on social media.
That is not going to change.
It's going to change.
I hope you're right, but it is not going to change. It's only going to get worse. In fact, we're going into the oasis. Vinny, Ready Player One is going to come to life. We're all going to live our best lives online in haptic suits with goggles and a virtual reality we've created for ourselves.
Medical bankruptcies for profit healthcare, leaving people to die if uninsured. Something's,
I hope that goes away.
Something's
got
to change. There's no question.
Insurance in general, there's something going on there.
Mm-hmm. Like, the whole nation has to come to a new conclusion.
Right.
You take so much tax from us. We shouldn't also be being milked out of our money
right.
to just protect the things we own.
Because those are... right. That is a metric that should work. Everybody in the country pays in into State Farm, say. State Farm should be able to cover the disaster that happens in one area of the company, or the country. And they can. They just don't want to because they need to make profits.
Probably driving ourselves. These are, again, things that right now
true.
Are normal.
We
all jump in our car. We go wherever we're going and we don't even think twice about it.
I want to call a bubble car, have it show up. I hop in. Boom. I'm off to wherever I'm going. I'm death scrolling, you know, as I do, as everyone does. And then I show up, go, where am I? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
The only people who drive themselves will be enthusiasts with a niche hobby until it's outlawed completely, as humans are simply far more prone to error than the computers are.
Well, plus we're looking at our phones the whole time. I mean, that's already a problem.
Oh.
It's only going to get worse.
Trust me, I would feel so free if I could not drive myself home from here every day. Whether it's I jump in a Joby and it flies me home, or I just get in the car and it deals with the people on the road, right, and I can just chill.
Yeah,
and
you could take a little nap on your way
whatever.
Home.
Whatever. I don't even need to.
Listen
I
to
probably,
music.
You know what? I can't nap in a car. That would never
do
happen.
Do a crossword puzzle.
But I'll do something productive as opposed to.
Although car sickness is real, you know.
Did you just do that to me? Like, that's the thing in the car
right.
on the
now
way home.
Now you're all
home.
Like, right, you're amped
you
up.
You just did that.
It's not relaxing to drive.
You
in
sped
traffic.
Up, jumped in front of me, and then slammed on your brakes. That's what you just did to me.
Well, what did you do to them?
Nothing. I'm
Jeez,
just trying
why,
to drive down
so
the road.
Aggro?
Why are they so aggro, Sarah?
You tell me. You're the one in traffic with them.
Allowing minors unmitigated access to social media. These are the things that are going away by 2075. Disposable vapes. Maybe. I don't know. I thought vape was brand new. The brand new smoking. Isn't vaping the brand new smoking?
I don't know what's going on.
You still vape?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never see you do it, though.
Oh.
And I certainly never smell it on you. I know that's not really...
That's part of the appeal of it.
Well, but some of them are flavored, right?
Yeah.
What do you get?
Well, they don't have flavored in California anymore. They,
no, there's
that is,
no more
that
of that.
Is,
oh.
No more. They really, you know, I'll tell you something, California. That is why I don't smoke cigarettes anymore is because of vaping. So I really feel like you've done a good job with cigarettes, but not good enough. And if someone's addicted to nicotine and they can't get what they need through vapes, they're going to go back to the worst thing, which is smoking.
You can still buy vapes, but they're flavorless or they have like it's just a barely a minty kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Well, if you're just looking to feed your nicotine, then I guess that's good.
When I was in high school and those were my peak smoking years, my girlfriend smoked menthol and that was like the worst. I really had to be out and desperate to take one of her cools.
But that's the thing. You will smoke anything.
Eventually.
When your little addict inside is going, I need my nicotine. And I get that it's, you know, the flavor things are problematic for kids, but it's just, I feel like the...
Maybe stop selling them to kids. And
the last two on the list of things that will be gone by 2075, working 9 to 5, you know.
Yeah.
And idolizing billionaires.
That'll never end. Stop it.
I don't know. Maybe it will. It could.
They're flying around on those Jobys. They have their own. They got a Joby pilot and their own Joby person drone. Thing.
I can't wait to go tour that
place.
My
God, I can't wait for the video. I can't wait to hear all about it. Joby.
If you've got an old iPhone with TikTok on it, you might want to throw it on eBay because they're going for big money. President Trump signed an order this week delaying the TikTok ban for 75 days, but legal experts aren't sure what could happen if he changed his mind. Or if the next president wanted to fine companies retroactively. They'd potentially be on the hook for billions, so Apple and Google aren't risking it. They say, as of...
They're not carrying it.
Yeah, it's not in their app stores now. You cannot go get TikTok, according to this story.
Wow.
You well, can use John's TikTok if you already have it on your phone, but you can't download it. And so now people with phones that have TikTok on them are selling them. There are phones on eBay right now for $25,000. Now, I was looking at some of the posts and the most expensive the most expensive ones are brand new phones with the TikTok app and the other like developer or whatever apps that go with it.
Oh.
So there's some...
Oh, there's like add-ons that
the people who do TikTok for a living have the other apps
right.
and the things necessary in order to really.
So all those must be also not in the app stores currently. Because
right.
Why would they be?
So if someone's got an older phone, preferably a newer phone, like the iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Yep.
That's the biggie with the new one.
It has all these tools on it.
Then
and TikTok.
$25K for that. $25,000.
Are they actually moving? Are they actually selling?
I don't know. But they're up there now.
Wow.
One person posted their iPhone 15 Pro for $5 million or best offer, which is still really sad that people might consider buying. To me, that's just ridiculous. Like, this is your opportunity to pull off of that.
Right. Right.
Like,
get your life back.
It goes back to the banning all the flavors of the vapes. Like,
it's your opportunity.
It's your chance to say, I give.
I can't do it. There's nothing for it. I'll just find something else to do. I'll look up and look around. I'll pick up a book. I'll walk outside. I'll sing a song without using a handheld device to help me.
They say here that the phones really aren't moving yet. And if you were already addicted to TikTok, wouldn't you already have that on your phone? But I'm guessing that
I just rolled over my phone.
Maybe part of the problem is you didn't upgrade in time. And now you're like, I don't think it'll transfer. I don't know. But anyway, if you're really tripping, you can go buy a phone with that.
For a mere $25,000. I got to go see if I have it on my other phone. I had it at one point, but I really feel like I deleted it. I think John might have it, though. He's always looking at TikTok.
Oh, he likes it.
He gets sensed. You know how dudes get in those group chats, like all the guys on his softball team? He's got all the guys on his golfing thing that he does. And they, you know, they're dudes. So they send these, they're like, oh, check this chick out. Or, you know, whatever stupid, horrible thing. I'm just like, don't, just stop showing me those. I don't want to see that. And he's like, well, it's so weird. When I look at TikTok, all I see is like girls doing these weird deals. I'm like, that's because that's what you're looking at. Right. They're sending you more of what you're looking at.
Exactly.
And there you are looking at it.
Well.
Oh, another one. Oh, that one's.
I mean.
Look at that for a second.
It's his boys, right? I mean, he's got to keep up with his boys.
I guess so, Ben. I don't really know.
All right.
I don't ask too many questions about it.
I'm not on a lot of group chats like that, though. In fact, no. I can honestly say.
You're not on a surfing team?
I have zero group chats.
No skateboard team?
None going at all. None.
You know, a dad group?
Nope. Mm. I mean, I have my friends.
Sure.
I talk to, you know, Brian or James or Billy.
But it's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one.
You don't have a big group chat.
No. And
my God, I have so many freaking group chats.
You do?
Oh, my God. I feel like everybody, like I have a family one. I have my immediate family. You know, I have my immediate family minus this kid and my immediate family minus this kid. You know, so if we could have a three-way, me and dad and the one kid. And then I've got like all my cousins, and I've got my cousins and my aunts and uncles. And then I got like my close friends, like in our little critical mess bike group. And then I've got like, you know, the core five group.
Our number's 800-400-3697.
Add us to a group.
Well, no, that's not what I'm asking. I'm curious, is that what's more normal? I have zero.
No, that's not true. Chats. You're in a group chat. I'm in three different group chats with you.
I guarantee you.
Well, you delete every single thing.
I have deleted those. They are not there.
I'm going to tell you what ones I'm in with you.
I guarantee you.
And here's how you do it, Vinny. You don't delete it every single time. You hit right there. I type in your name. And then it tells me all the group chats I'm in with you. Vinny and Maddie. Vinny and Eddie F. Vinny, Michael Martin, Matt Stout, Jane from Alice. Vinny and Michael Martin. Vinny, Michael, and Maddie. Vinny, Jane, and Michael. Vinny and Rage. Vinny, Rage, Michael, and Jane. Vinny's best friend, Billy. Oh, this is a different one.
What are you doing with Billy's number in there? Anyway, yeah. None of those are still in my phone. None.
Well, right, because that's why you're not in any group chats, because you don't realize you're in all these group chats.
I can't get out of them. Like, I've got one. My brother's all started with guys, and everybody's trying to do 100 push-ups a day. And you're supposed to check
in. You can
in.
Silence the notification.
I can silence it, but I don't want in it. I just don't put me in a group chat. And
what are you doing? Like 25 early?
25, like 4 a day, or just, you know, like, well, my brother just rips out 100. He just, you know,
goes for it.
Iron Man.
Shred.
Yeah.
Oh, badass.
You usually can't. Sometimes it depends if someone's turned the conversation green or not. You can leave. It literally says you can leave. Mm. Leave this conversation. But then it pops up on the conversation. It says, Maddie has left this conversation. And then everyone goes, oh, what the hell's wrong with Maddie? He's so mad about it.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Because I just put in, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's one way to leave it. Can you guys start a thread without me? Because I don't want to be on this anymore.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. It would be cheaper to buy a ticket to Europe and download TikTok there. Well, there's a point. Maybe. I'm not sure.
It's app tourism now.
It's all in French, though.
707 says, teacher from Vallejo here, taking my class on a field trip today. Nice day. It is a good day to get out.
It is. It's
for
a beautiful day.
Oh, where are they going?
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm
going
to just walk out into the woods behind the school. That sounds fun. Want a little scavenger hunt
go
out
to
there?
The mall.
If you sell someone a phone with TikTok, then don't you have to give them your whole account? Well, yeah, but they could scrub it.
No, you can sign out.
Yeah, you sign out and they sign in and with their credentials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Sarah, says 408. I was able to quit Ciggies because of the availability of vaping.
Yeah.
Shireen, San Jose, Odyssey app.
And I did, I wound up quitting, I don't know, it might have been like 2 years ago now. I can't even remember when I quit buying, and they're expensive. But then now I can't even get the ones I used to be addicted to. They're not available anymore. I would have to go to one of those little disposable ones that everybody uses.
408 says, Danny from San Jose here. Just want to let you know that Australia has banned the sale of vape products.
Period.
It's a whole thing. I just got to deal with customs because I'm going next week. They do allow special permissions for foreigners.
Wow. Do they sell cigarettes there at all? Or is that a non-smoking country?
Yeah, they don't sell cigarettes in Australia.
You know what's so crazy? Like, cigarettes are so much worse, in my humble opinion.
Vapes are worse than smoking.
They're not.
The chemicals are so bad for you.
Guess what?
You're way better off smoking cigarettes, says 650.
You're not. I have extensive data from both. And you know when I can really breathe and exercise and sing and do all the things I like to do? When I'm vaping and not when I'm smoking cigarettes.
Someone wrote in and said, by 2075, I'll be gone.
Mm.
Good point.
Right. That is true. I'll be dead for sure.
A percentage of us won't be here.
Unless I live
that.
To 109.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming at that point, I won't be aware of all that much around me. I'd like to think back though, 50 years, it's hard to imagine that, you know, 50 years was like the mid 70s and how different the world was. I mean,
so
there were like 12 channels.
Incredibly different.
There were the UHF. There was like the main band, like the, you know, your normal CBS, ABC, NBC. And then there were like these little, like higher number channels.
When I was a kid, I remember listening to my parents say, you can't believe the things that you have now. You've got it so good.
The conveniences.
We've come so far. It's incredible to see. And I thought, I'll never be that dude that sits there because now all the stuff is normal. We have color TV and
right.
We have
toasters
and
microwaves.
From out of nowhere, this whole computer thing has taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
I mean, not from out of nowhere, but, you know, from out of San Jose.
As far as we're concerned. It's from out of nowhere. I'm like, what? What's happening?
Just completely.
I know. Even from the first iPhone to now, it's just like your whole world is in your hand.
Bitcoin,
everything.
What?
I know.
All the stuff.
I still don't really understand that.
That's okay. You don't need to. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, the Oscar noms, and throw that thing on the scrap heap, please.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.